This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I've just caught up with the winner of the astronomy poster competition at this year's NAMM. He's from the Max Planck Institute for Radio Astronomy. It's PhD student Ewan Barr. So maybe you could just tell us quickly what the poster's about.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been working at the Max Planck Institute for the last 2.5 years, and in this time, we've been using the Effelsberg telescope to do targeted pulsar searches into what we call unassociated Fermilat sources. So these are gamma ray point sources, which there is no known companion, either blazar, pulsar, AGN, or so forth. And what we do is we spend a long time integrating on these sources in the radio and perform a normal pulsar search on them. And we look to find pulsars which can't be found in the gamma rays. Now, this is interesting because the LAT itself receives very low photon counts from gamma ray pulsars in general, and so if you have any kind of binary motion in your system, it completely obscures the rotational frequency of the pulsar. So what this means is the LAT selects against finding millisecond pulsars, and with the high photon counts that come from radio observations, we can bypass this selection bias and we can find millisecond pulsars in this data. And so, after conducting a search of almost 300 of these sources, we came across a new binary MSP system, millisecond pulsar system, that is. This is a 2.65 millisecond pulsar in a binary orbit with a white dwarf. And what's interesting about this is that the white dwarf appears to be a very light system of about 17 Jupiter masses. And this implies that the system is what is known as a black widow system, in which you have a white dwarf and you have a normal evolution for the binary. It's gone through a low mass X-ray binary system, and what happens is the pulsar wind is so strong that it's gradually ripping material off the white dwarf companion. And so what we have is this ablation of the white dwarf causing it to lose a great deal of mass. Now, in the context of other Fermi discoveries, this is interesting, is before Fermi came along, we only knew of two of these types of systems. And now, with radio searches by observatories all across the world, we now know of 11 that have come from this. And this really highlights the importance of these kind of searches, these kind of targeted searches, as they uncover populations of pulsars that are lost in normal pulsar surveys. So yeah, with this, we look to kind of continue to do these things in the future. Fermi will keep on running for many years yet, and hopefully it will continue providing these targeting points for us to follow up, and hopefully there's some more pulsars in there too.
So was that millisecond pulsar then originally detected in gamma rays and then followed up with radio?
Yeah, essentially what the unassociated sources are a huge mix of things. Most of them are AGN or blazars, and what you can do is you can fit the spectra of these things, and what you do by ranking them in certain ways, you find a probability of pulsarness, let's call it. And what we do is we take these ones that have been what we call gamma ray selected. They've been found as point sources in the gamma ray, and we follow them up with very deep radio observations. And this allows us to find weak pulsars which are selected against in normal pulsar surveys.
Okay, well, I wish you all the success in finding more millisecond pulsars that way in the future.
Thank you very much.